From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 23rd. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, F1 reviews China boy band's logo for similarities, Global Times. The Formula One group is reviewing and investigating information about a logo used in a concert tour by Chinese boy group Teens and Times, after fans alleged it resembled F1's trademark, the Global Times reported on Sunday. Next, second, from the Hindu Top, questioning the delay in proroguing the monsoon session of Parliament, the Congress on Sunday, August 23, 2026 asked whether Union Home Minister Amit Shah was still in search of his tainted two-thirds majority to get the delimitation-linked constitutional amendment bill passed in a special session. Congress highlights delay in Lok Sabha prorogation, asks if Amit Shah still seeking 2/3 majority for delimitation-linked bill. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned sine die on August 13. Up next, third, from Le Monde, en direct, guerre en Ukraine, trois morts dans des frappes russes dans la région de Zaporizhia, selon les autorités locales. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Friends close to Margarita Root are shocked she could allegedly plant bomb that killed Ukrainian defector Robert Shajiv, while others recall a stubborn grit to see any plan through. It was just after dawn in Sevastopol when a powerful explosion tore through a quiet square in a residential district of the Russian-occupied Crimean port city. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, fourth, from the Guardian World, the ordinary woman accused of assassinating a Russian commander in Crimea, hidden inside a rubbish bin, a bomb containing the equivalent of about 500 g of TNT detonated on 13 August as Robert Shajiv, the deputy commander of a Russian Black Sea Fleet submarine brigade, walked past in naval uniform. He was killed on the spot. Next, fifth, from Michael Popak. Attorneys Brian Kabedik and Shant Karnikian cover DHS's plan to spend up to $20 million on a no-bid contract for electric shock gloves for ICE officers, a device called the GLOVE that delivers up to 380 volts of direct contact shock and, unlike a taser, leaves no burn marks or visible injury. Trump's ICE creates lawsuit nightmare for administration. Up next, sixth, from Really American, Saturday evening update as trade war goes live. Good evening, this is Really American. It is Saturday, August 22, 2026. The trade war with our closest ally just went from threat to reality. Tonight the tariffs are live and Canada is hitting back, turning months of brinkmanship into a full-blown trade war. A new ethics filing shows Trump made over 1,000 stock trades in a single month while setting the policies that move those very markets. And the aid at the center of this week's storm has a January 6 record that just resurfaced in full. Let's get into it. And then, seventh, from the Hindu Top, stop electric shock glove plan for ICE. U.S. lawmakers to Trump administration. Under Trump, ICE has hired unqualified officers and agents and rushed them through training programs with reduced use of force instruction. Many of these officers and agents should not have been hired at all, much less let loose on American streets with a badge, a gun, and electric shock gloves, the Indian American Congressman Shri Thandar said. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.